Welcome to Moment of Hope with Pastor, Teacher Bishop Adejenfi, a seasoned man of God who is poised with a divine mandate to set people free from all forms of religious bondages and manipulations through teaching and to help them develop a mindset that enables them to enjoy their liberty in Christ. Join us as we prepare to open God's Word and discover how your life can be changed forever.
All right, lift up your right hand with me as we pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless your holy name, Lord, today. In your presence, we open up our hearts, our spirit to receive from you. Let your word shape our thinking, our thoughts, our lifestyle, and put us in a position where we will be able to connect and receive abundance of blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. How are you all doing? Thank God you are all doing great. It's a wonderful and a beautiful Sunday, isn't it? Right. And I think the change of time has also helped a little bit. At least that 30 minutes or so change comes. Today I'm trying to touch on the life of one of the patriarchs, the father of faith, Abraham, and we draw some lessons from his life. When things were tough and God wanted to promote him, he tested him. Hallelujah. And out of that test, Abraham passed. And God released three things, and that's what I'm going to talk about. The Lord God gave him provisions, and he gave him possession, and he also promised him to do more. And so it is P. Provision, possession, and what? Promise. Hallelujah. And so what? P. Tell somebody sitting by you, P. Is it a political party?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Prepapa preko. All right, then today that's where we are now. You see, we joined the PPP. Amen. And see if we can win the election. Amen. Oh, I'm not laughing. You see, we win it from Padama. Okay, turn with me to Genesis. Somebody say Genesis. Chapter 22, verse 1 following. I'll read some portion and we begin to walk through it. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young man, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again. And Abraham took the wood of burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and knife, and they went both together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to a place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood on the in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him together on the altar. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called on him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eye and looked, and behold, a ram caught in a thicket. And Abraham took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh. It is said today, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, By myself I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee. In multiplying I will multiply thy seed, and as the star of the heaven, and as the sand which upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemy, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. May the Lord bless his word. You see, the reading of the word even is a preaching. And some of us, we don't read the Bible, so sometimes when we come to church and we read it like this, it becomes real. All right, so here we see Abraham. The Bible says he was tested. That's the first thing I want to touch on. You see, God does not tempt people, but God tests people. You see, when God tests you, it means that he's seen some very precious thing in you, and he wants to work it out, polish it, and also promote you. So when you go to school and you're about to move up or be promoted, they don't tempt you, but they do what? They test you. They test your ability. They test what is in you, and in attempt to help you move to the next stage of your academic ladder. So any step that you take, you go through that test, and you are promoted. So God wanted to promote Abraham. What did he do? He called Abraham and said, take thy son, thy only son, the one you love. My goodness. You see, God explained, he gave the detail. I mean, there was no ambiguity for Abraham to think that, oh, probably God is talking about what the other guy, Ishmael. You see, it's not Ishmael who lives at Fadama. This is Ishmael, Abraham's son. Amen. I don't think Ishmael went to live in Mecca. He didn't go to Saudi Arabia. That's the Bible, Ishmael. Amen. And God said, take that one, the best of the best, and go to the land I will show you. And that mountain is Mount Moriah. If you read 2 Chronicles, I think chapter 2 or so, verse 1, it talks about Mount Moriah, where Solomon built the temple. And therefore, connecting it. I thought you were going to show me the 2 Chronicles, what I quoted, if I was right. And Solomon determined to build the house for the Lord and the house of his kingdom. Come to verse 2 and let me see. And Solomon, verse 3. Forget about it. is it chapter 3, verse 1? I've forgotten it. Anyway, let's move on. But what I'm trying to say is, where Abraham went to offer the sacrifice is the same principle. That's it. Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah. You see, so that was the foundation of Abraham's faith, commitment to please the Lord and build him a house or offer a sacrifice. The sacrifice that was offered was the foundation for the New Testament church, that is you and I, where we were built upon. Hallelujah. So there is that connection that God said, go and do this. And when God says, go and do this, He knows your ability. He knows what you can do. He knows what you can take. And therefore, if you take the step of faith, God brings the provision. Amen. And so Abraham took his son in the morning, say early in the morning. That's the next thing I want to emphasize. That when God speaks to you and you are going through the test, one thing you must do is to be obedient. So Abraham rose up in the morning and straightway he went. He took an axe, which represents servant, an axe or a donkey that carries burden. So Abraham had a servant heart that, look, I'm going to do that which God has told me. And they went 3-day journey. Hallelujah. On the third day, they went to the mountain with the young men. Abraham did not depend on his strength or his power. God had already tested him. He went through so much before he got his son, because the son was born out of 2 dead people. There was no life in them. Isaac was a symbol and is still a symbol of resurrection. Because Abraham's and Sarah, both of them were good as what? Dead. There was no life in their reproduction system. They had given up hope. So by faith, both of them believed. And when they believed, God honored them. So they went 3-day journey. That represents resurrection. That Jesus Christ, when he died, on the third day, he did what? Resurrected. And Abraham told the young men, and said, look, you wait for us here. I and Isaac are going to the mountain, worship the Lord, and come back. That's the next thing. I'm trying to build a foundation so that you understand the message well. So he said, look, Both of you rest here. We are going there and do what? Come back. That is going to worship the Lord by faith. Abraham knew within himself that the God who caused them to be able to give birth when they were not, functioning, when there was no life in them, but God who did it, if even he kills Isaac, God will provide and bring him back. That's the work of faith we are talking about. You see, these days people are complaining, people are talking about hardship, focusing so much about what the devil is doing. And I'm trying to bring you to the point that people of God must learn to live by faith and believe and trust God that where there is no reason for hoping, we will still believe in hope that God will come through to us. Ladies and gentlemen, if we are going to depend on the system of this world, trying to do all we can to outwit it, it's not going to work. The whole world is hijacked by some mafias. Anytime, any day, they can even release a virus. Go and torment the people. I have come to believe that the way things are going in this world, we must live by faith. The just. We cannot trust the system and put our whole heart into the system, trying to beat the system by our own strength. It is not going to work. Because look, there are some mafia gurus somewhere. They put their heads together and they come out with something that affects people, affects your life. And we cannot sit down for these things to go on. You cannot fight it. It doesn't matter what you do. You cannot fight that system. The only way to make it is to look up to God. The God who provides. That's my first point. Provision. Provision comes from God. So Isaac asked, Father, we have everything, but where is the lamb that will be offered for sacrifice? And God said, Abraham said, my son, God will provide. On the hills of God, it shall be seen. We will see the provision. We are going with nothing. I am taking the step of faith. And Isaac was so humble, the symbol of Jesus Christ. His father laying the wood on him and tying him, about to kill. Isaac did not say a word. That is what Jesus went through for you. For you to be able to assess the provision of God, Jesus had to completely obey the Father. So in obedience, you and I receive. That's why the Bible says, when our obedience is complete, God will judge all disobedient. What is complete obedience? That is what Jesus fulfilled on the cross. So Abraham believed, and he was about to kill him. And God called Abraham, Abraham, don't kill the child. For I have known, now I know that you, Abraham, respect or fear me. That word fear there is reverential fear. You respect me. You want to obey my word. Whatever I say, you want to do it. You don't question my word or my intention. You know that I have right intention for you. And I am standing for you. That's what you know. So Abraham, today, I am blessing you. Today, I am speaking over your life So the first thing is what? Provision. At a tight corner, God will do what? Provide. That's the first thing I want you to write down. When things are not going well, God will do what? Provide. He says that on the hills of God, it shall be seen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to open your eyes spiritually and begin to believe God every day, every morning, when you rise up, call upon God, that God, the day is done, provide for me. Let that be your prayer. And see if God will not provide for you. Because where you don't know how it will come from. Because where Abraham went, there was no village around there where people would lose their sheep for the ram to be caught in a thicket. But God opened his eye. May the Lord open your eye today. That the things that God has provided, you see, where people think it will never come from, God can provide a miracle. And see a lamb caught in a thicket. Go and release it. Oh Lord, we pray today that you, God, will release a lamb caught in a thicket for thy people, Lord. You, the provider, that which we have never thought of, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, that which God has provided. May God release your provision in the name of Jesus, that you walk in that miracle. The provision was there, but God had to open the eye of Abraham to see. Amen. It's my prayer. And the people of God will see the provision and we go for it. You have provided. He heard the voice of God. May the Lord open your ears to hear. And the Lord opened his eye to see. And when the Lord called on him, Abraham, he said, "Here I am." He responded. That's the first thing. Provision. Praise the Lord. The next thing. Possession. He said, look, by myself, I swear. When God wanted to convince Abraham that this word cannot change the immutability of his promise. He swore by nothing but himself. He had not, because anytime somebody wants to swear, you have to swear by the name of someone above you. So God had nobody and nothing, and therefore he had to swear by himself. I swear by myself, saith the Lord, that in blessing, may that be your portion. That in blessing, I will bless you. In multiply, I will multiply. My goodness. From today, may you see multiplication in your life. Multiply in your business. Multiply in whatever you do. Multiply in your finances. Multiply favor and multiply in numbers. Hallelujah. In multiply, I will multiply you. And your seed, my goodness, shall possess the gate of their enemies. So number two, possession. You will possess everything that God has said about you. You will have possession. You are not just going to get money. Money is different from wealth. Somebody says somebody is wealthy, he has possessions. Oh Lord, bless thy people with possessions. Possessions that inflation cannot erode. Money these days, I feel for a lot of business people. The way the diarrhea has affected the city, it is running like something. And so somebody with $100,000, you end up, your money will just cut half, and you end up with $50,000 capital. And if you don't take care, many people are going to get blood pressure. Because when they sit on their beds, all they think is, the money is going. The money is going. Where am I going to get some? That's why I came with a word for you today. Possession. When God gives you possession, inflation cannot run it down. And you know the irony of the whole thing. When people are losing money, some people, some mafias are gaining a lot. Because they know the business connection. And we are the children of God. I pray, oh Lord, that God will put in your hands possessions. When the economy is in turmoil, the people of God will rise up and make it. In blessing, I will bless you. You are blessed as you walk by faith of Abraham. As you walk in the wisdom and the counsel of God, I will give you possession. You know how to get possession? It starts by commitment to God. How did God bless Abraham? He said, I give you everything. And why did God do that? Because Abraham obeyed his voice. Abraham did not rely on the system. Today I'm praying that you obey the voice of God and do that which God tells you. That means you should be very sensitive to the voice of God. Amen. So that God will take you there. It takes the voice of God from the scripture and from the preaching that God says this. Amen. If today God comes to tell you, go and kill your son, are you going to do that? No. But that is not consistent with the principles of the Bible. And so as I'm trying to tell you to obey God, obey the voice of God, and it should be consistent with the principles of the Bible. If it is not consistent with it, I mean, throw it away. That's not from God. Amen. And so God said, I give you possession. Today, I feel like just releasing blessings over the people. Because I have that burden that the people of God should rise up and be blessed. That the system should not eclipse the people of God. The people of God should be able to beat that system. And it comes by miracle. That God said, in blessing, I will bless you. Hallelujah. So that's possession. So God will give you provision. What do you need today? You see, many people have their own need. I may not know what you need. And I'm even talking about money, possessions. Maybe you also need a husband. That's the top of your priority. It's part of the provision. Amen. God provide husband for the young girls. Abba. I can't just sit down and see my daughters running around. They are not getting married. No, that's not right. In the name of Jesus, I release good husbands from everywhere. Come. Husband, come. Oh, the young ladies, are you not clapping for me? Husband, come now. You see, know why some of the young guys cannot marry? They don't have money. May Lord give you money, young guys. You see? You see? A lot of husband materials, but no pecunia. I hear what you say, Aye. And come before them will cry. Now let me get clean. We are clean, my cassa, so them will cry. I'm some them will cry. Hallelujah. Oh, today I came with a burden. That's it. A burden to bless. A burden to release for the people of God. I want to see miracles happening in your life as you live here. I want to see miracles. And I want you to get involved in the prayer chain. You see that the prayer pain, just get involved and keep praying. Because the atmosphere is created for miracles to happen to us. This is the time to receive it. When people are losing a lot, I am praying that abundance will come to God. You see, there is a spiritual shift. Anytime there's recession and things are not going well, it means God is transferring money from the hand of the wicked to the righteous. And you and I are the righteous people who have obeyed God to leave everything and come to church to listen. And also give our money. We pay tithe and fulfill the covenant. And if at this time where people are struggling, if you can do that, I'm telling you, you are very obedient and God should bless you. God, bless my members. Provision. Everybody say provision. Possession. And promise. You see, do you know what the promise is? He said, your seed shall possess the gates of the enemy. My goodness. And who is the seed? Jesus Christ. And therefore, all the blessings of God have been encapsulated in what? Jesus. That's the revelation Paul saw. And therefore, in all his letters, the focus was in him, in him, in him. You know the reason why this church, every year, we are focusing on Christ? Because that is how, that's the promise God has for us. In him. Healing. In him. Money. In him. Long life. In him. Healing. In him. You see, you can never take him out and make it. So everything is in him. You see, next year too, we are going to focus on Christ. I've been praying for next year team and it has been released. And we are going to focus. That's the pursuit of Christ. As next year, God willing. We are going to focus on what? The pursuit of Christ. That with our heart and everything, we will pursue him. It is everything in him. That's the promise I want to emphasize and finish my message today. Provision. Possession. And the promise. And the promise is what? In him. That's all. If you are going to depend on your wisdom, you see, God gives ideas. But if you are going to depend on human wisdom, I mean, you fail. You can't outreach the people in the world. But when God gives you one powerful idea, you are through. It will turn your life around completely. So God gave him a promise that your seed shall possess the gate of the enemy. What's the gate of the enemy? That's the government where decisions are taken. You see, most of us, we fear the riches. Is that not so? Maybe you say no, but in your heart of heart, you fear. You fear the riches. And everything is about rich. Rich. The devil. The devil that are pursuing me. The devil that are doing that. I'm sick and tired of that. I don't want to even preach about that again. But still, sometimes when I'm preaching, it comes in. Obonsam. Maybe I may call Holland and I check. A preaching way and anointing about so many age a fan of the and you must see. If ye be ye may hear ye so my fan. If ye be ye everything, if ye be ye. Fear. Fear. What did I say? Let me tell you the secret. The only way the devil, okay, I won't say the only way, but one of the effective way the devil opens the door and brings in all demons to torment you is fear. When he strikes fear and you are set, the door is open and the demons, what? They come and torment you. And faith is the key that opens the door for all the blessings. So fear and faith cannot live in the same room. One must win. And for you to win, you must focus on Christ. That's why the devil is always striking fear. 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 He will pursue with these things. So when you fear, he gets it. Fear that you are going to die. Fear that your business will collapse. Fear that you not get married. And as you begin to imagine these things, it dawns on you and it breaks your faith. Today I release unto you the faith of God. The promise. May God's promise work for you. Your seed shall possess the gate of the enemy. That means all the plans and the purpose of the devil cannot work against you. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ went to the gate of the devil and destroyed it. That's the seed. And today you and I, we are in him. We are beloved and accepted in him. And don't look at the frailty of your body. And then look at your weaknesses and others. Begin to focus on God. You are seed. You are the seed. And you possess. And your children will also possess. Amen. Do you want me to tell you a secret? That's why God says, the Bible says, he gave them the power to get what? Wealth. And so, making it in life, apart from hard work and discipline, there is also the spiritual aspect. Don't you think it's true? Why should people go for Sikadru? Why should the occultic people, the occults, they do all those rituals? If you see a whole gentleman with big business or top managerial position, and in the night at the occultic ritual, how they strip themselves naked and the things they force them to do. All for what? Money, fame, and power, which will not even last longer. That's why most of the rich people, when they die, their legacy doesn't lie. It vanishes. Why? Because of the occultism, the spiritual aspect of it. But when you want to get a lasting possession, the promise of God says, your seed shall possess. That's the promise. And when you get that possession, it will be transferred to your children, 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 children. Nobody can take it. Hallelujah. You possess. I declare that thing upon your life today, that you will possess it. Have it abandoned. May that promise be your possession. Your seed shall possess the gaze of the enemy. And the next promise, he says that, in you shall nations be blessed. So you are not going to only get the blessings of God. You are also going to be a blessing to others. That means, I mean, how can you be a blessing to others if you don't have abundance? It means that you have more than you need. And you can be a blessing to other people. Praise the Lord. Oh God, bless our people so that we can also bless others. Hallelujah. Last time I was telling one of the pastors that, look, I have so many things in my house, my dresses and others, a lot of them I don't even use. So I want to pack all of them. Yeah. Oh, very good. I'll do that. I mean, because, you see, in our bedroom, everywhere, every space, I mean, no, we need to release them. I told my wife that there is, I mean, they brought something from U.S. On that barrier. So they should pack all those things and we release them. We need to be blessing to other people. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you to get more than you need. Get more than you need. So that you can also bless other people. The people who look up to you will not be disappointed. Oh Lord, open the heavens for thy people. Bless thy people. In the name of Jesus. Let the blessings fall in Jesus' name. Number one, possession, a provision. Number two, possession. Number three, promise. May the Lord release you to go with this. You have possession, you have provision, and you are the child of promise. It is upon you today. In the name of Jesus, I release it. Begin to open your mouth and pray. Karaba, Sheko Rabba. Karaba, Shataraba, Bakataraba. Meye Guru Taraba. Yabrunde Karabo Sataraba. Ibro Sakaraba, Dimbori Kataraba. Kabaraba, Shabre Kataraba. Ibro Skandere Ketarabo Sataraba. Amanda Rababa Kibros Kabaha Kateri Vidila Babalababa Kabura Ibro Sakaraba Babalababa Rababa Shatarababa Kabederi Vidila Babalababa Kabura Babalababa Shaburi. I have a father.
I have a father.
Karaba.
He calls me his own.
Thank you,
Jesus. He forever leads me. My
the fatherless say, I have a father. Oh, he calls me his son. He will never, ever leave me. He'll never leave me. Oh, no matter where.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Hope. Make a date with Bishop Edu Jemfi, same time every week. For prayer and counseling, kindly call these numbers: 020-836-3457, 024-466-1123. You can worship with us this and every Sunday at the Charismatic Cathedral, Obuobigono Street, New Fadama, Accra, ICC, come with us and we shall do you good.